Ross, another week, another injury for one of your strikers. Seems to have been one of the biggest problems this season, but for Nigel, now for you.
Yeah, you're absolutely spot on. Can't seem to get that settled front two in the same all season. So disappointed for Dion as well, because I know him obviously well as a lad. And I know what he can give to this football club. I think you've seen him in a couple of games or a game and a half. Not just on the pitch, off the pitch, in the dressing room, out on the training ground. So, yeah, big loss. We're getting the scouting hats on again and searching around and seeing what's available. I'm not going to dive in there. It's got to be the right player to come to this football club. I don't think there'll be any movement at all before the weekend, but we're certainly trying.
Because of the way that both Wes Fletcher and Jake Hyde have picked up injuries so far this season, are you concerned about maybe having to play them three games in a week?
Yeah, massive concern. I've spoke to both this morning regarding that. It might be one of those situations where I have to look at the system a little bit and see what I can do and move things around a little bit, because to ask those two players to go Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday, and you've got the possibility of extra time on Tuesday as well thrown in, that's going to be a tough ask. The last thing I want is for one of those two to have a breakdown as well and be out injured. So, yeah, it's going to be a difficult week.
Diego, we know, started for Sheffield United last night. They got knocked out of the JPT, but they've got the cup replay as well next week. Have you had any further conversations with Nigel Clough? Is there any chance that he maybe wouldn't want him in the cup replay and he'd let you have him back for Saturday? Is that out the window? Do you think you have to wait at least another week?
That's a question I tried to ask this morning. Not got a reply yet from Nigel. Left him a voicemail. But he's been great. He rung me last week. He made the first move and put me up to speed with where Diego was and where he needed to be. You know, we have to respect that he's obviously a Sheffield United player first and foremost. I thought he did well last night. I thought he showed glimpses of what he can do. Nigel did say to me last week, you know, if there is any movement, he'll definitely be coming back to York City. So that's a great positive, knowing that hopefully we're doing things right at this football club to help develop Diego as a player. But also, you know, for players to be sent out here from top clubs, because Sheffield United are our top clubs. So hopefully I can have that conversation again this afternoon. Not sure again how the youth loan works. I know you can bring them back and let them go back again. They can play in their under-21s, not their first team when he does come back to York, if he does. So got to make sure we get all the terminology right regarding the loan system. But, you know, certainly a question I'll be asking this afternoon, and hopefully the answer will be yes.
I don't know if we're allowed to use it. You mentioned before we turned the microphone on, you went to watch Bury play, was it Tranmere, in midweek. Are you able to tell us what you were doing there, what sort of players you were looking for? Is anyone who played that night who you might be thinking of bringing into York City?
No, I was literally just taking a game that involved obviously two League Two teams. Part of this season I've worked in League One, so you have to be focused on where you're working. I'm back in League Two now, so it's just taking a game in of two clubs. We've got Bury coming up quite shortly, I think. So just taking a game in that features two League Two clubs, but yeah, some decent players on display as well.
Looking ahead then to this weekend, Oxford at home. A big game, not just to try and get that first home win, but you know that if you do beat Oxford, you will at least rise above them in the table.
Yeah, it's huge. You know, I don't want to put too much pressure on the players, because I think that's important to keep the players level and focused without putting too much pressure on them at home. I think his own performances have been fairly good. I think we certainly should have won the cup game last week against Wimbledon, certainly created enough opportunities to score two or three goals. I think that's what we've been working on. Mainly this week as working the final third. That's key. We've got to score more goals. You know, to win football matches, one's not enough sometimes, as we've showed on a few occasions. We need to get that second and third goal to hopefully put teams to bed. So it's an area we're looking to improve on. But it's a game we're looking forward to as well. They're down there with us, which is unexpected. Both teams had good seasons, or certainly good finishes to the season. York did. Oxford faded away a little bit, but they were top end most of the season, so I don't think anybody expected to see York and Oxford at the bottom end. So yeah, big game, a game we're looking to go out and win, and if we do, like you just said, we move 2 points above them, which will be massively important, not just to look at the table, but psychologically as well for the players.
You mentioned that you're working on your play in the final third of the field. The people who get in touch with our programme on a weekend, they don't seem to be that worried about the striking situation. They think if they can stay fit, that Wes and Jake are probably good enough for this level. It's the creativity in midfield that they feel is lacking. Is that a fair point?
Yeah. Like I say, it's supporters, for me, they're very knowledgeable. Most football clubs I've been at, and you have to listen to that as well as a manager, and I've seen that myself. We do need that final key pass that unlocks the door to create an opportunity. But I do feel there's nothing in this squad to do that. I do feel there's players in those areas you spoke about that can do that. We've worked on again this morning, playing that forward pass a little bit earlier with quality, to unlock teams. Oxford play very expansive with the ball, and if we can turn over play and counter-attack quickly, hopefully we can create opportunities to score. But I take the point from the supporters. I must say the supporters, since I walked through the door, have been first class. Great support for the players. Not put too much pressure on again at home, which I've seen at other clubs, which makes the players play with fear. I don't see that in the players at all, and great credit to the supporters for that.
Goalkeeping situation on Saturday, does Cizak just come straight back in, or do you have to stick with Michael Ingham? Are you able to tell us?
No, can't tell you that, because might be going on Oxford Radio. So no, it's a decision I'll make tomorrow. Both good goalkeepers, so it's a tough decision, but it's a decision which I can comfortably make, knowing that whichever one I go with will perform well.
Bring us up to date as well with John McComb. Suggested earlier in the week that he'd be fit again for Saturday.
Yeah, he's fine. He's trained fully today, so another decision I'll have to make, because I thought Zubar stepped in. For me to step in there at centre half, being a centre half myself, when you've just walked through the building at 1 o'clock and get on the pitch after 25 minutes and perform like he did, I thought that was great. But I know all about Zubs from my days at Bournemouth, so again another tough decision, but great for me as well, because that's what I need. I need competition for places in all areas of the pitch, because what that does, it gets the best out of people.
And he's just, I just had a quick chat with him actually. He told me he's quite comfortable playing at right back as well, although centre back is his preferred position, so you could actually play Yolo McComb and then maybe play him at right back. Would that be something that you would consider?
Yeah, it would. Not seen him play many games at right back. He didn't see him play at right back when I was at Bournemouth. Interesting one. It does make your team bigger as well, which is key again at this level. Games are won and lost at set plays. That's what I said before. It's just great to have decisions to make, because I've not had many. The sort of team's picked itself a little bit. It's a tight squad, which we want, because you can have too many people sat in the stand. We don't want that. We want quality instead of quantity in the squad. We've got that. But now a few's coming back from injury. I've added a few lone players, and it's certainly added certainly more bite to the training sessions.
And final question. I know we ask you this every week, the last few weeks. Cameron Murray, any more update on his possible move to Harrogate Town?
He's trained there on Tuesday night. He'll train there again tonight, and hopefully I'll have an answer for you. Hopefully tomorrow, really. I'm sure they'll have made their mind up now. They've had three looks at him now. He trained there last week, and like I say, Tuesday, Thursday this week. So we should know where we go with that one tomorrow.
Brilliant.
Thank you. Just important to get one at home, isn't it? One win just to get cracking. Obviously, no wins at all at home this season so far. It can get psychological for players, can't it, when those sort of runs occur?
Yeah, without a doubt. And that's where the fans come into play, and that's why the fans have been outstanding in the sort of, I think, three home games that I've been involved in. Back the players fully, and that's what they need to carry on doing, because if they do that, it will turn. We will get that slice of luck. I think you showed last week with the triple save, if you like, from Wes Fletcher and then Coulson. We just need that little bit of luck, but also to be a bit more clinical in that final third as well. It's okay if the keeper's made good saves, but there should be goals. The follow-ups, we need to be more clinical and stick the ball in the net. And if we'd have done that, we'd have been in round two. We'd have had a first win, but we're not. So we have to focus fully on Saturday. That's his next opportunity to get those 3 points. It's going to be a big, big 3 points as well if we can get it. And I think if we do, you'll see a different team coming out there at home, a more relaxed team, once we get that first win.
And you're happy that there's no real disparity of performance in the time that you've had here between home and away?
I do see a little bit of difference, mainly in the group with the build-up to the game. I think that happens at every football club, to be honest. It's always harder to play at home than away. Players do feel more relaxed away from home, less pressure there. But I must say that the players have handled the pressure really well since I've been through the building. You guys come every day, and if you step out here, you wouldn't feel as it's a team that's in the bottom five of League Two. The lads are buoyant. There's a great spirit about the group, and we just got to get that first win at home, and I think if we do, we'll kick on massively.
Why do you think there is that slight difference? Because I suppose at home you've got familiarity of surroundings, and you know the sort of the environment that you're playing in. But obviously, when teams go away, I think historically with City, particularly over the past couple of years, they have tended to play better away from home.
Yeah, I think the game's changed. I think if you do look through results nowadays in general, there's more away wins than there used to be. Teams go away now and sit behind the ball a little bit as well and make it uncomfortable for the home team. Home fans then get a little bit frustrated if they're not creating opportunities, which then puts pressure on the home players. But I must say, from York's point of view, I'll say it again, the fans have been different class, but they have to remain that way and stay positive for us to be successful.
It's a cliche, isn't it, about making your home ground a fortress? But I mean, York City's League Two survival inevitably is going to depend on picking up wins at home, isn't it?
Yeah, without a doubt. And if you could choose, you'd want to pick up most of your points at home anyway, because that's where the majority of your supporters come, to the home game. So it has been disappointing. I think it's 10 without a win at home going back to last season, which is, it is disappointing. But all we can do now is address what's in front of us, not what's behind us. We can't change anything that's gone, but we certainly can affect what happens on Saturday against Oxford.
Month in charge, it's gone quickly. How have you found it so far?
Great, really enjoyed it. Great club, fantastic people to work for and to work with. The players have got a freshness about them. They've got an appetite and an attitude that I like. I can work with that all day. Hard working group. We just need to add a little bit more quality to us play and we'll be fine.
Yeah, and you're starting to get some results and you're seeing progress on the pitch as well, presumably.
Yeah, disappointing. It's 4 unbeaten, but there's a tinge of disappointment there, because there's a couple of draws in there for me that should be wins. Morecambe away and sort of Wimbledon at home should be wins, which had allowed us, to push up that league and get through into round two. But again, can't do anything about that now. I think that the key to that is getting that second goal. We did similar last season at Scunthorpe. People remember us for conceding late goals, but nobody ever gives us credit for scoring the first goal 30 times, which is an incredible record, and I think we've scored the first goal in the last four games as well. So that's positive. It's just kicking on when we score that first goal and get that second goal and put the game to bed.
Thank you. Cheers. Brilliant. Thank you.